This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's Jamie Dimon's big day in Tampa, Florida. The J.P. Morgan CEO and chairman is trying to beat back efforts by some shareholders to divide his executive roles after some major management mistakes at the huge bank. Shareholders vote today, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Analysts give Jamie Dimon a lot of credit for steering J.P. Morgan through the financial crisis to record profitability. Chris Wheeler with Mediobanca attributes Dimon's success to the executive's outsized personality and his autonomy.
It does mean that he can really execute the strategy in a fairly robust fashion.
Dimon, the CEO, has been able to make changes without worrying about getting buy-in from another chairman. I asked analyst Gerard Cassidy with RBC Capital Markets, what would it mean to the company if these two roles were separated?
I think at the ground level, the changes would not be that noticeable.
But it would be a slap in the face to Dimon, something Chris Wheeler says would be disruptive, at least early on.
The question is whether it's better for U.S. corporate governance longer term than it is disruptive in the short term.
Wheeler says it could change things in the industry. Right now, only three of the top 20 banks have separate roles for chairman and CEOs. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.